This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Children's Hospital Colorado says it is overwhelmed with young patients showing up in emergency rooms needing mental health care. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The hospital says the number of youth it's treating is 20 to 30% above normal, and many may wait 12 hours for an initial evaluation and days for an outpatient bed. The hospital's behavioral wing is also struggling with high turnover from staff burnout. Children's Hospital's Dr. Kevin Carney.
It's overwhelming. It's heartbreaking and it's tragic.
He testified before a legislative task force Thursday. It's recommending how to spend federal funds on behavioral health. Leaders of school-based health clinics testified they're seeing a staggering increase in youth showing anxiety and depression during the pandemic, as well as an increase in self-harming behavior. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
If a medical professional, teacher, or therapist suspects a child may be experiencing abuse, they're supposed to report it to the child abuse hotline or their local government. But many mandatory reporters aren't clear on their role or how to report. The state's child protection ombudsman, Stephanie Villafuerte, says one of the biggest problems she sees is people worried about being wrong.
They don't want to falsely accuse a parent or a guardian of harming their child. But we often tell people your job is not to investigate the allegations or to prove them. Your job is just to report.
About a third of reported cases are never reviewed by authorities because the proof of the allegations can't be corroborated. A Colorado mountaineer plans to lead the first American expedition entirely made up of black climbers to the top of Mount Everest. The Colorado Sun reports Phil Henderson has been on expeditions in Nepal and South America and led an all-black team to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.